Scattered 3 miles deep along the floor of the Central Pacific are trillions of black, misshapen nuggets that may just be the solution to the impending energy crisis. Similar in size and appearance to partially buried charcoal briquettes, the nuggets are called polymetallic nodules and are an amalgamation of nickel, cobalt, magnesium, and other rare earth metals formed through a complex biomechanical process in which shark's teeth and fish bones are encased by minerals accreted out of ocean water over millions of years. Marine biologists say they are part of one of the least understood environments on Earth, holding, if not the secret to life on this planet, at least something equally fundamental to the health of its oceans. Gerard Barron, the Australian CEO of Seabed Mining Company, the metals company, calls them something else, a battery in a rock, and the easiest way to solve climate change. The nodules, which are strewn across 4.5 million square kilometers, that's 1.7 million square miles, swath of international ocean between Hawaii and Mexico, known as the Clarion-Clipperton Zone, contains significant amounts of the metals needed to make the batteries that power our laptops, phones, and electric cars. Barron estimates that there is enough cobalt and nickel in those nuggets to power 4.8 billion electric vehicles, more than twice the number of vehicles on the road today worldwide. Mining them, he said, would be as simple as vacuuming golf balls off a putting green. But conservationists say doing so would unleash a cascade effect worse than the current trajectory of climate change. Oceans are a vital carbon sink, absorbing up to a quarter of global carbon emissions a year. The process of extracting the nodules is unlikely to disrupt that ability on its own, but the very nature of the world's oceans, largely contiguous with a system of currents that circumnavigate the globe, means that what happens in one area could have unforeseen impacts on the other side of the planet. If this goes wrong, it could trigger a series of unintended consequences that messes with ocean stability, ultimately affecting life everywhere on Earth, said Pippa Howard, director of Biodiversity Conservation Organization, Fauna and Flora Internationals. The nodules are a core part of a biome roughly the size of the Amazon rainforest, she notes. They've got living ecosystems on them. Taking those nodules and then using them to make batteries is like making cement out of coral reefs.